Okay. It's Stassi. Hi. It just felt right to do a little solo epi for my second episode of Stassi. It just felt right. You know, it's reminiscent of the past. I missed doing it. I won't be doing it all the time, but you know, every now and then, YOLO. I know no one says that anymore, but I will say it until I die. But before I get into my thoughts, I just wanted to say thank you, because I'm going to be honest. I thought for sure that I would have a little bit of pushback last week for being such a self-serving asshole and saying, I'm making this about me again. I thought there'd be like a little bit of pushback. I haven't seen anything but love. And I just wanted to thank you. Thank you for letting me be me. Okay? Thank you for letting me be me. Now, for this episode, I felt like, you know, let's get to know me again episode felt right. Let me explain who you can look forward to hearing from on this podcast in the next weeks and months and all that. But also, I have a couple of hot takes that I've been sitting on for a while now. And I haven't had the strength to say them out loud, but something happened this weekend that made me realize, oh no, it's time. It's time to go there. It's time to share these hot takes. And so I'm going to get into that as well. But to start off this get to know me again episode, again, God, I'm such an asshole. It really is so self-serving, but whatever it is, it's my podcast. It's mine. May as well talk about myself. Moving forward, okay. Yes, I said on the last week's episode, I want to bring back the chaos of just sitting down and doing an unstructured, informal podcast. You know, I don't miss the days of, like, you know, sitting in the Venice Beach shack, like on the floor. I don't miss those days. I just miss, you know, how I didn't plan anything. Yeah, you like every episode, you write a somewhat of an outline. Maybe you follow it, maybe you don't. But it just felt real, truly real and raw. And that's what I'm trying to get back to. Now, I'm not the same person I was before. So like, it's obviously not going to be as messy as it was. You know, my life is just different. I am older now. You guys, I've aged. I started doing this podcast 9 years ago. Let's just round up and just say 10 for the sake of, like, you know, 10 years. You change a lot in 10 years, just like by default, you know, because you're just getting older, you know, things hurt a little bit more. I meant physically, you know, you have more responsibilities, all that shit. So this podcast isn't going to be done at 4 a.m. after I got home from the bar, you know, like that it'll never be that again. But that's not to say, you guys, I am still fun-ish. I still do go out every now and then, not out as in like clubbing, but like I leave the house for adult time, you know, every once in a while. I feel like people are always just like, well, don't you have a nanny? Like, why can't you just like go out and socialize? I'm like, okay, this is the thing I need people to understand. Yes, I do have a nanny. Shout out to Sonia, the best thing that happened to our family. But she comes during the day while we work. So if I were to ask her to come at night instead, because I'm not making someone work all day and night, that is crazy. So if I were to ask her to come at night instead, that means I lose a whole work day because she wouldn't be there during the day. So then therefore I am taking care of Messer, Harford's at school. So that's the thing. Well, yes, I could technically go out more, but that would mean I work less. And you know, priorities. Am I right? Also, it's just, I have to wake up at like 6 a.m. every day with the baby, and being hungover is just not it. when you have a baby. It's wouldn't wish that on anyone. It's the worst. So it's just not worth it anymore, you know? But there will still be some, you know, late night after hours podcast episodes, because some of my friends can only come out, you know, come over and do this with me after they get off work, and which means after I've put the kids down. So there will still be some of that. But for the most part, I'm just going to be, you know, I'm just doing the podcast the way that I feel. Welcome to this ride. Welcome to this wild ride. A little bit about me. I'm a mom. I'm a wife. I'm a Ravenclaw. I have control issues, but I'm working on it. I'm from New Orleans, which I think is why I love spooky things and like houses that have character. Because in New Orleans, you can't escape the spookiness. You know, our cemeteries are stunning. All of them above ground. They are works of art. They are beautiful, gorgeous. When I was growing up, my dad used to take me and my brother there to like take cool black and white photos of us. Like that's what I grew up doing. My family photos were of us in the cemetery. Oh my God. That just like explains so much, you know? Well, like most families were getting a photographer to, you know, go take a photo of them on the beach or like, you know, just like with a white background. No, my dad took his camera and did black and white photos of me and my brother in the cemetery. Like here I am. This is me. So I think that besides the cemeteries, there's just so many ghost stories. There's voodoo, there's, you know, vampire stories. New Orleans is just a dark, magical place. And I think that that's why I've always loved spooky things. Like when I was 12 years old, my 12th birthday party, I asked to do a ghost tour of New Orleans. It's just always been a part of me. And I also think that that's why I love homes with character, because New Orleans, the architecture, the interior design, you know, in the French Quarter, all of that, there's so much charm, so much character. It looks like Europe. I always say New Orleans is the most European city in the U.S. And that just is why the way I am. Well, that was wonky. Let's see more about me. I thrive in hotels, like nice ones, like really nice ones. Like my idea of a really good time is to spend 24 hours in the nicest hotel ever, just watching a show from like start to finish, like binge watch a show and order room service for every meal and drink a bunch of wine and take a shower and be in a robe and just be comfy. Like that is my idea of the best time ever. I wish people dressed up more. Little thing about me, I think about this, that might be one of my Roman empires. I have a lot of Roman empires, but I think about this daily, how I wish I lived in a time where people dressed up more. Even like you look at that new show Feud, the Truman Capote one, those women, oh my God, the effort they put into their looks, their OOTDs. I was just getting my nails done the other day by my friend Merrick. He's been my nail guru for like 5 years now. Fun fact, he did my nails for the first time the day of my 30th, the joint birthday party I did with Ariana on Vanderpump Rules. He came over and did my nails. And that's how we met. And he's been just one of my friends ever since. And he told me to watch Feud. And he was talking about how the women dressed, the way they spoke. And so I went and watched. And I was like, you're right. Like, even, like, their cigarettes, they put them in a gold, like, a gilded container. They weren't just, like, opening up a Camel Crush box, you know, lighting them with, like, your neon green mini lighter that you got from 7-Eleven. Absolutely not. Everything was special. Everything was interesting to look at. And I wish I lived in a time where athleisure didn't exist. you know, athleisure is the bane of my existence. And I'm guilty of athleisure. I'm postpartum. I wear sweats and leggings on a regular basis, but that doesn't mean I like that about myself. I know it's a flaw. It's a personal flaw, okay? I'm a Cancer sun with a Capricorn rising and a Scorpio moon. Also, side note, Hartford has a Scorpio moon, which I am convinced now is why she naturally dark passengers. Like, I always say this, like, I used to dark passenger because alcohol and trust issues do not mix. Okay. And Hartford fully dark passengers. And if you don't know what dark passenger it is, it originated on Vanderpump Rules when I used to have my late night freakouts. They were directed normally, not always, but most of the time, at my boyfriend. Bo is the one that coined the term dark passenger from that serial killer show.
What is that show called?
Oh my God, this is going to drive me nuts. What was that show called? Dexter. Dexter. And what happens, the way that I can explain dark passengering to you, how it feels, is when you are so angry or mad or passionate, like whatever it is that you can't reason, no one can reason with you, you just see red. Like something happens where my brain used to switch, and I say used because, yeah, I can't remember the last time I dark passengered. I think it was before I got pregnant. Like I ever since I got pregnant, the first time with Hartford, it just never happened again, which is so crazy. But I would get so angry that I would just see red. You can't talk to me. You can't reason with me. It's like this uncontrollable thing. And this happens to Hartford. And I think that I was meant to have a Scorpio moon to help her with her Scorpio moon. Like when she's seeing red and she's so angry and throwing the biggest fit, like I see Bo get frustrated because he's like, there's nothing we can do about it. And for some reason, I'm able to have this insane amount of patience with her for the most part, not all the time. Okay. Not all the time, but for the most part. And because I understand what she's feeling and I know what I would have wanted someone to act like in those moments while I was having those fits. I think it'll help me parent her better, knowing that like I understand what she's going through. And it, to me, that's because of the Scorpio moon. Let's talk about Vanderpump Villa, okay? Because the way that it's like Lisa Vanderpump read my brain and was like, I'm gonna create a show specifically for Stassi to enjoy. A reality show about a bunch of hot people working together in this beautiful like villa in France. Hello. Hello. Like in my brain, it's like Downton Abbey meets 2024. So it's April 1st right now. It's that is the day today. It's come out on Hulu and it'll be on every Monday. And I am so excited for tonight to be able to watch the first episode. So just like a little backstory, Lisa Vanderpump is giving us another show in the French countryside. And you get to see Lisa's staff like work, live, play together at this villa at Chateau Rosabelle. And then you see all of the like VIP guests come in. So you have that element also. Genius. That's all I have to say about that. Well, I guess like not all I have to say. I just like think, I wish I thought of it myself. I wish I owned a villa to do this myself. I mean, all the drama that comes with like a bunch of young hot people like working together. And then you put that in the French countryside at like this old world, like glamorous chateau. And in France, like that's the environment. That's the setting. France. Oh my God. Like truly, I am so excited. So yeah, I will be watching tonight. And from here on out, you can watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday now on Hulu. The way I wish I would have known about, you know, the importance of good credit back in my 20s, like seriously would have saved me a lot of, ugh, okay. if you're somebody who is trying to get your finances in order, you're trying to build your credit, you need to get the Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card. Okay. So with Chime, you actually open up a bank account. It's really, really easy. And then with the Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card, there's no annual fees, interest. You don't need a credit check to apply. You can use it everywhere and you build credit using your own money. Okay. There's no annual fee or a credit check to get started. All you have to do is open up a Chime checking account with a $200 plus, like you can go higher, direct deposit to get started. And they also have this feature that is a fee-free overdraft, what they call Spot Me. Okay, so they overdraft up to $200 without fees with this Spot Me when you set up a qualifying direct deposit. So basically you're just, you open this account, you get this credit card, and so you're using your own money in order to build your credit. Easy peasy, let's be responsible. So build your credit this new year. Just open a Chime checking account with a $200 plus qualified direct deposit to get started. Go to chime.com/Stassi. That's chime.com/Stassi. The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by the Bancorp Bank NA or Stride Bank NA. Members FDIC, out-of-network ATM withdrawal and over-the-counter advance fees may apply. Call 1-844-244-6363 for details. Late payment may negatively impact your credit score. Results may vary. Early access to direct deposit funds depends on payer. Spot Me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Hinge is the dating app designed to be deleted. Okay. Why? Because Hinge gives you a sense of someone's personality and it lets you share your own. You get to know potential dates through their unique answers to prompts, plus get a sense of someone's dating intentions and what they're looking for. Let me talk to you about Hinge. Okay. Because I love to go through my friends' Hinge profiles because it's just, I don't know. It's just a good time. You feel like you're like doing something you shouldn't be doing, like, or just like, I don't know. I love it. One of the things I've noticed about Hinge is that it's not just like, you don't just have your profile and your photos and that's it. Like they do creative, cool prompts that help start different conversations. Like, describe like your typical Sunday. That is something that you normally wouldn't write like in your bio for something, but like that says a lot about someone. They also have things like, a prompt like pick the most underrated and then they'll list a few things. And so let's just say it's like television shows. It's like pick the most underrated television show, like Parks and Rec, The Good Place, Community. And then what that person picks, that's a conversation starter right there. They also have this prompt where it's like, let's debate a topic. One of the ones are hot dogs, sandwiches, or are there they their own thing. I just think that that's really interesting because so often when you get to start messaging someone, you're like, what the fuck do we talk about? What are we going to talk about? What do you talk about? I mean, I talk like I'm single, but I mean like back in the day, I remember this. And with those prompts, it helps you get to know someone. It's an icebreaker. And on top of that, you get to send voice notes so you can hear someone's voice. I think people's voices are very important when you're getting into a relationship. It's almost like the way someone smells, like that stuff matters. On Hinge, there are no rules, timers, or games. So if you're feeling inspired, give Hinge a try. Download Hinge today and find someone worth deleting the app for. Let's see, one more. I don't like breakfast, but I force myself to eat something by noon so that I don't terrorize the people around me. I mean, what can I say? You know, dinner is my shit. Dinner will always be my shit. Okay. I just like to have something to look forward to all day long. You know, and I like to feast. I'm not one of these like picket things all day long. Like I know we've been told like six small meals a day. That sounds miserable. People are like, I'm snacking on my almonds. Shut up. No, I like to feast. I like one big meal that I can look forward to. I mean, brunch is great and all because it's fun. It has that just like celebratory atmosphere because it's like bottomless mimosas and all that stuff. So like I can get down with a good brunch. But I just like spending the whole day looking forward to what I'm going to feast on. I think that's also why I don't like surprises, because when there's a surprise, then like it takes the whole looking forward to something out of it. You know, I like to look forward to things. It, to me, it is part of the whole experience. Like no one better ever come at me with a surprise party. Like, definitely not. I want to be able to plan ahead and look forward to my birthday party. And what am I going to wear? And who's going to be there? What friends am I going to be able to hang out, you know, catch up with? I like looking forward to things. I'm trying to become, or to, well, okay. Not just get, I'm trying to become a dual citizen with Italy, because Beau is a U.S. citizen and an Italian citizen. He has a U.S. passport and an Italian passport. And my children, by default, now get to have the same thing. They get to also be an Italian citizen. But me, little old me, I have to pass the B1 language test in order to get my citizenship. So even though my children get it and my husband have it, Italy's fine with being like, you don't want to pass the, you can't pass the language test. Then like, sorry. And let me tell you, I am not a language person. Like, it's really hard for me. In high school, that was the one subject that I cheated at. Like I did not care. I could not figure out how to do it. I do not have a knack for language. I would go to freetranslation.com for all of my homework. I haven't been good at it. And so I am trying. Like, I've done this whole Babbel thing. I'm trying really hard to learn Italian, but it's not good, you guys. I'm not that great at it. And I really hope that means, or I hope that doesn't mean that my family will all be Italian citizens, but me. Like, that means Beau could just like take them over there, like kidnap my kids, bring them over there. And I would only be able to be there for a short amount of time trying to hunt them down and find them. Like, I am the mother. So yeah, that's been difficult. My likes include spooky things, like I said. I love gold jewelry, OOTDs, pizza and ranch. Oh, Stassi, get a new shtick. We get it. You like ranch. Shut up. I can't help what I like. I can't help that I like new things now and I'm different, but I can't also help that some of the things that I used to like, I still like. Tried and true, okay? Pizza and ranch. I will never not like them. I will never not like Aperol spritzes, okay? I like vintage anything. I love traveling, especially to Europe, because I am not a beach vacay girly. I get bored. You know, I like to be in a city. I like to walk around and explore, be in a cute outfit, sit at a cute cafe, go to a museum, go to fun restaurants, you know, I like city life. I like history. I like learning about, you know, different buildings and things that took place hundreds of years ago. That is my vibe. Beach vacations bore the fuck out of me. I mean, there is nothing more boring than laying outside on the sand, sweating, half naked. Like, no. Like, I don't understand. You know, I can get down with being in the water, being in the ocean. Like, that's me. I'll be in the water or in the pool, but tanning, it's so miserable. And everyone acting like they love it and it's fun to just sweat in the sun. I just feel like everyone's in on the joke, but me. Like, everyone's lying together, but me. And I'm just like out here carrying this flag all by myself. Like, where are the other girlies out there who know what's up? Who are like, no, sweating on the beach sucks. It sucks. So yeah, I love to travel, but not to beach places. I'm interested in interior design, especially you know, homes that have like that old world aesthetic, like I said, that I feel like I got from, you know, inspired by New Orleans. I love wine, all types. I love martinis. I love skinny margaritas. I love the holidays. Like I thrive between the months of October to December. Like that is where like I am the best version of myself. And so, like a question that stresses me out all the time is, do I prefer Halloween or Christmas? And I don't know how to answer that because I think I love them equally. They're just so different that you can't compare them. You can't compare. They're two completely separate things. And I don't want to have to choose which one I like more. You know, Halloween, I'm great at. I'm great at because I fully commit to a theme that is authentic and specific. You know, but I think this past year we did an Edgar Allan Poe, like a Raven type of theme in the way that I decorated my house. The year before we did vampire themed, but I'm not like, and the year before we did full haunted house theme. But this is the thing, I'm not saying like, these aren't tacky decorations. You're not going to see any orange and purple and green, you know, no bright color. I make my home look like, wait, is this actually a vampire's lair? Wait, like, is this actually a haunted house? Like I want to trick people into thinking they have entered a real haunted house. Like I buy a lot of my decorations just like from Etsy. Like they're real actual things, like real old books or, you know, an old, like, you know, vampire slaying kit, you know, I'm really good at Halloween and the costumes fully commit, but I'm also really good at Christmas. I'm not great at Thanksgiving, because I don't know how to cook. I'm not good at that, but Christmas, I pick a theme too. Not a tacky theme, but just I make a vision board. I go to Pinterest, do the damn thing. And I just, you know, really, I make sure everything is aesthetically pleasing. And I think I'm great at Christmas as well, but I don't want to choose between the holidays. I love sad beige. I love online shopping. I love party planning. I love manifesting. Yes, it works. I swear. And anyone can do it. Anyone can manifest. I love binging historical fiction TV shows. Yeah. I love my children. I love my husband. I love my house. I think that's enough to just like get to know who I am right now in this very moment. Moving forward, you know, I'm still going to have Taylor on once a month. Taylor Strecker, one of my other soulmates. You know, Beau's my soulmate. Yes, of course. But I think like my children kind of are my soulmates. And Taylor just will, you know, is one of the loves of my life. Taylor Strecker will still be on once a month. I'm going to, you know, have my closest, my nearest and dearest on the episodes where I'm not doing a solo. You know, Beau will join me. My friend Alex, who I grew up with in New Orleans, but she now lives in LA. You've already heard from Christina. I might have my sister, you know, maybe Beau's sister, Beau's Italian sister, Georgia. She can teach me a little thing or two to try and pass this B1 test. You know, we're going to have Lo on. For those of you who don't know who Lo is, Lo, I call her CO Lo, Lo French. She started as my assistant like 7 years ago. And slowly she's just worked into this position where she manages me and also just works with me on like every project that I work on. I rely on her so much. Like I couldn't get done 90% of the shit that I do if she wasn't in our lives. So Lo will be on a lot. Yeah. It's going to be, you know, it's going to be fun. This is my circle. This is my life right now. And I'm excited to just really live my truth, live in my authenticity, you know, Some episodes might not be for everyone, or they might be the best ever, you know? But that's what you can expect from here on out. Let me count the ways I love Liquid IV. You guys, I drink Liquid IV all day, every day, at night, in the middle of the night, when I wake up in the middle of the night. Like, that is just like my lifestyle, okay? Liquid IV, okay, it quenches your thirst faster than water alone. This is what it does. I feel like I've been talking about this for so long, like years. Before COVID, okay, I was obsessed with Liquid IV. So one stick of Liquid IV plus like a 16 ounce bottle of water hydrates you basically like two times the amount. It's like you're drinking two of those waters. And there's three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink. There's no artificial sweeteners. And there's eight vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness. Okay. So basically it just helps hydrate you two times faster when you really think about it. So I was always just like a ride or die passion fruit flavored Liquid IV girly. There are so many different flavors to choose from, like a billion. Okay. But while I was pregnant, they came out with sugar free. And I'm like, oh my gosh. Oh my God. It's like they listened to my inner thoughts, the things that I needed, the things that I wanted from Liquid IV. And so now I am a sugar-free peach girly. I kind of alternate, like I'll do passion fruit in the morning and then peach at night, but whatever, you know, those are my two favorite. I just think hydrating, it's very important when you're working out, when you're traveling. Like I have Liquid IV with me whenever I go on a plane, before you go to bed. If you drink too much when you wake up in the morning, if you're hungover, it's just duh, hydrate, okay? So however you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code Stassi at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code Stassi at liquidiv.com. When Hartford got to the age where she should be taking vitamins, I fully panicked because I'm like, what do I give her? All of the vitamins that I know of growing up were just like candy in disguise. It's just like filled with sugar and like unhealthy chemicals and just like gummy junk that like I don't want Hartford to be eating. And then someone introduced me to Hiya and I was like, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And also Hiya, Hartford is obsessed. She calls them vitamines because that's what Bo calls them in Italian. So she runs around the house every day, multiple times a day. Vitamine, vitamine. She gets one in the morning and there's also a nighttime one that we have. I also think it's great that like when you sign up for Hiya, you get this cool bottle with your first order and then they send you eco-friendly refills every month. So like it's a cute bottle. Like it's a cute yellow one we have and then like a turquoise one that we have and then you just refill them every month. But the fact that Hartford likes the taste of them, that's not just the reason. Okay. So they're formulated with the help of nutritional experts. Okay. And it's pressed with a blend of 12 organic fruits and veggies, then supercharged with 15 essential vitamins and minerals, including vitamin D, B12, C, zinc, folate. So basically these vitamins is just everything that you need in order to help support immunity, energy, brain function, mood, concentration, teeth, bones, and it's all non-GMO, vegan, dairy-free, allergy-free, gelatin-free, nut-free, anything else that you can imagine. These are the vitamins that are actually good for your kids. And I couldn't love them more, basically because Hartford loves them too. We've worked out a special deal with Hiya for their best-selling children's vitamin. Receive 50% off your first order. So to claim this deal, you must go to HiyaHealth.com/Stassi. This deal is not available on their regular website, so you have to go to HiyaHealth.com/Stassi and get your kids the full body nourishment they need to grow into healthy adults. Okay, let's get into these hot takes. All right, because I have been sitting on a specific hot take for years now, and I finally feel like now is the time. Now is the time to say it out loud. Now's the time to cause some commotion, stir some shit up in people. And it's all thanks to Beyonce. Okay, so this past weekend, I was listening to Beyonce's new album, Cowboy Carter, so fucking good. First of all, you guys, I'm not a country person at all. Bo loves country, so I listen to it a lot because he always plays it in the car, but it's just never been my genre of music. But if there's anyone that could get me to like country, it wasn't even Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift couldn't even get me to like country. Beyonce could get me to like country because I've listened. No, I haven't listened to the whole album because I didn't have time. Because it's 27 songs. What? Or do you call them tracks? Do music people call them tracks? Right? Because like not all of the songs on her album are like songy. So maybe they're just called tracks. I will find that out. But I read or I'd heard maybe on TikTok or some shit that you should listen to the album in order from the beginning to the end, one sitting, so that you get the full artistry of what Beyonce is doing. And I planned on doing that until I found out that there were 27 songs. And I'm like, but I don't have the time. I do have the time at night after we put the kids down, but that's my time to like watch a show or spend time with Bo, not just sit and stare at my ceiling while I listen to music. I don't listen to music at night unless I'm washing my face, but then that's just one or two songs. And sometimes I just listen to like, you know, the different versions of the Outlander intro theme song, you know, and I like rank them in my head, like which one is the best one? Like, and then after I wash my face, like, okay, well that was it. I don't have that much time to just sit and listen to a full album. So I'm like, okay, I'm not going to be able to do that. Especially it was the weekend and we don't have our nanny on the weekend. So like, there was no doing that. So I'm like, let me listen to the songs that I'm seeing people talk about. And, well, I'll tell you my favorite, I think by far, is Daughter. Obsessed. It's spooky. It's dark. But the moment that all of a sudden, I was in the car with Bo when we were listening to this one, and we looked over at each other and we were like, is this like Italian opera? Did she just start going into some Medici shit? Some Renaissance Italy stuff right now? Like, she just mixed country with Italian opera? And the lyrics are so intense and cool. Oh, yeah. I was here for it. I am here for it. I feel like Beyonce is creating like a new genre or something. Because I'm listening to these songs and they're not all country. Like, there was one song that I was listening to that I'm like, there wasn't one thing country about this. So this is just feels like kind of more poppy to me. So how does that work? Like, she's creating something that just like hasn't been done before. In my opinion, in my uninformed opinion, because I don't know that much about music. I just know songs that I like. That's just how I live my life. And so Daughter is my favorite thus far. And again, I have not listened to the whole album. I think I might've listened to like eight or nine songs. Okay. I'm still a basic bitch. And I'm going to say my second favorite is still Texas Hold'em. That song is catchy as fuck. It is catchy as fuck. I love it. It's fun. It makes me want to live in Texas. It makes me want to be a cowgirl. It makes me want to live in Yellowstone. You know, like Kevin Costner, where are you at? I want to be a cowgirl. Also, some of y'all might know this, but I had a dream like 6 months ago that Kevin Costner and I were married. But I was also married to Bo. It was weird. It's like Bo was still there, but like I was also married to Kevin Costner. And it was so real. And I woke up immediately and told Bo, I'm like, I just need you to know something. Kevin Costner and I are married. And polygamy, what can I say? Great. But yeah, Texas Hold'em just makes me want to be a cowgirl in the best way. I obviously really loved Most Wanted, Miley Cyrus, great. Levi's Jeans with Post Malone, into it. But this is where I got to my hot take part, okay? Beyonce redid Jolene. Dolly Parton's Jolene, which I've always had an issue with this song. I love the song Jolene, just the what do you call it? The sound of it. But the lyrics, I'm like, Dolly, you are a queen. Why, Dolly, are you singing and like begging this dumb bitch, Jolene, not to steal your man? You know, like, no, Dolly, you are better than that. You are better than that. Don't give her the time. Don't waste your energy on this dumb bitch that is Jolene. Beyonce, I think, had the same thought. Like, she said, this is an incredible song. The lyrics aren't my fave. I'm going to change them. So she did. She changed the lyrics. Let me look up the lyrics for you in case you haven't listened to the song. Okay. Here it is. Jolene, 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 Jolene. I'm warning you, don't come for my man. Yeah, right off the bat, warning her. Don't take the chance because you think you can. Now, you're beautiful beyond compare. Takes more than beauty and seductive stares to come between a family and a happy man. Oh, she brought in the family. She brought in the family. I'm skipping around a little bit. The games you play are nothing new, so you don't want no heat with me, Jolene. We've been deep in love for 20 years. I raised that man. I raised his kids. I know my man better than he knows himself. I can easily understand why you're attracted to my man, but you don't want this smoke. So shoot your shot with someone else. You heard me. There's 1,000 girls in every room that act as desperate as you do. You a bird? Go on and sing your tune, Jolene. I had to have this talk with you because I hate to have to act a fool. Your peace depends on how you move, Jolene. Me and my man crossed those valleys, highs and lows and everything in between. Good deeds rolling like tumbling weeds. I sleep good, happy, because you can't dig up our planted seeds. I know my man's going to stand by me, breathing in my gentle breeze. Like, okay, I stand by him. He's going to stand by me. Fuck off, Jolene. No, she does not say fuck off. But the lyrics, the warning, the fact that she is dragging, this is what it's, and this is the point that I'm going to make. Okay, so we all remember when Jay-Z cheated on Beyonce, you know, Becky with the good hair. Beyonce handled that flawlessly. I would say that there needs to be case studies on the way Beyonce handled Jay-Z having an affair. Like, there needs to be classes at like the best schools. Okay. I'm talking the Ivy League schools. I'm talking Cambridge, you know, Oxford. They need to study how Beyonce handled that affair, because I remember her, besides Lemonade and besides, you know, her making this whole album where she is dragging her husband for cheating on her, but then she goes on tour and makes him come with her so she can drag him every night on stage in front of the audience. And he was like loving it. Like, he's like, yes, like, you are my queen and now I'm going to make up for everything that I did. Like, you didn't feel like bad for him. He was just like taking his punishment. Like, that was his punishment. It was the most queen-like behavior I'd ever seen in my entire life. It became a part of who I am. I thought it was so awesome. Okay. But now she is coming back around. She's looping back around and she's like, oh, by the way, though, like, I still haven't forgotten about you, other woman. And she dragged her in this song, fully dragged her. And this is what my hot take is. Okay. Normalize dragging both parties, okay? Both the man and the woman when an affair happens. Normalize dragging both of them, all right? Because the past decade, I feel like the past decade, it's been longer than a few years. I just feel like over the last 10 years, however long, okay, it's been like And I'm just going to use the example of, like, you can't blame the woman. Let's just take it as if this was a situation where it is a male female relationship and the man is the one who had an affair. Okay. I'm just using the example in terms of that sort of relationship. The discourse around, like, affairs has been like, you can't blame the woman. She wasn't the one who was married to you. It's the married person's responsibility. It's the one who's in the relationship. It's misogynistic to blame the woman to come after the other woman. Okay, I hear you. I've been listening. I've been digesting that. I've been taking that in. And I agree with parts of it. Like, yes, fully. The responsibility is of the man in the relationship who decided to cheat. He should be the one who is punished the most. Okay. But this isn't for women. This isn't about my take isn't about women who were tricked into affairs, because that happens all the time, where a woman gets in a relationship with someone who she thinks is single and is not, and turns out, oh my God, he had a girlfriend or a wife, a family, or whatever, or he's convinced her that they're separated. And men can be very convincing. Women can be too. But again, I'm just using this example as if it was the husband who had the affair. Men can be very convincing. And, you know, when you're in love, when you're falling for someone, you can be easily tricked. So this example, what I'm saying, this does not apply to those women. The women who were tricked into the affair not knowing, this, what I'm saying, does not apply. Okay, I don't think that those women should be dragged at all. But when a woman knows that the man is in a relationship, or that he's married, or has a family, and she willingly enters into that affair, like, knowing full well about anything, she should be fucking dragged. She should be dragged, because it's called human decency. As a fellow human being, you chose to be a shitty one. And just because you weren't the one in the committed relationship, it does not mean that you are exempt from being dragged for making shitty choices. Okay, like, equal opportunity for both people to be dragged. All right? Like, yes, the man, yes, we blame him. Yes, attack him. Yes, drag him. Punish him. But what do you mean I can't the other woman? The other woman just, like, gets to go scot-free when she knew. So no, Beyonce has given me the courage to say, normalize dragging both the man and woman in the affair, because Beyonce did it. And she doesn't have to name names. It's not about naming names, okay? It's just dragging them both. And I just, like, for too long, we've been like, women supporting women. Like, yes, women should support women, but not if those women are having affairs with their husbands. I'm not going to support those women. What do you mean? What do you mean? Women supporting women. We shouldn't drag the other woman. I just don't get it. Everyone needs to stop. Stop. Thank you, Beyonce. Thank you, Beyonce, for giving me the strength to finally say this. I mean, obviously, there are times when it goes too far, like Scandoval. Okay. Like my situation on Mirror Pump Rules. Like, yeah, like things can go too far, where like the bullying goes on a little too long. But like another hot take, like a dash of mild bullying is good for growth. And I'm going to be real. I'm allowed to say that, because the only reason I have that opinion is because I have been on the receiving end of it. I've had my fair share of online hate directed in my, you know, put in my direction. And it helped me. It really did. Maybe bullying isn't the right word, but it's like, it's just another way of saying, like, it's making someone take accountability a bit. It helps one recognize that they have some work to do, that they have fucked up. They have to look inward. They need to be better. Like, it helps one understand the gravity of their choices and their actions. You know, how are you ever supposed to evolve if you don't get a little bit of pushback? If you don't go through trials and tribulations, you know, if you don't have a hard time, if you just go through life having an easy time, you will be the same person forever and ever. And there will be zero depth to your personality and soul. Okay. Anyway, that was my hot, though. Well, I guess I had two hot takes. But I just want to thank Beyonce for redoing Jolene, changing the lyrics. Because I'm all about it. You know, let's remind those women, who go after men in relationships and don't give a fuck, who go after married men, let's remind them to back the fuck away. You know, it's like that episode of the Kardashians where I think it was like after the whole Tristan thing happened, maybe with Jordan Woods or maybe, I don't know, one of the times. And they were at their like Palm Springs house getting Chloe like away, and they were on the phone with like Kamora-Lee Simmons, I think. And she was like, you guys have let this happen. You are letting this happen. Like you have let these women believe that they can come take what you love most. And I'm not about that. Like, no, you need to let people know what's up, what's yours. And like, don't you dare. Yeah. Okay. I mean, that's it for today. That was fun. See, like, I really enjoyed myself just now. That felt really good. If you'd like to go rate, review, subscribe to Stassi. Leave a review if you liked it. Rate it if you liked it. If you didn't like it, don't. If you didn't like it, just like, don't. You know, I read about like Millie Bobby Brown and how she has like a fake Yelp, whatever thing, like not her name. And she like actually goes in and leaves negative reviews when she doesn't like someone's service or business. You don't need to do that to me. You don't have to. If you don't like it, just like get on with your day, you know? Anyway, thanks for listening, you guys. Bye.